கிரிவாய் விடுவிக்ரம வேலிரையோன் பரிவாரம் எனும் பதம் மேவலையே. பொறிவாய் மனனே, பொறையாம் அறிவால் அறிவாய் அடியோடும் அகந்தையை. ஹலோ அபூர்வா, டுடேஸ் வேர்ஸ் இஸ் அ பிட் டிஃப்ரெண்ட். அருணகிரிநாதர் இஸ்இன் டாக்கிங் டு முருகா. ஹீ இஸ் கிவிங் அ பெப் டாக் டு ஹிஸ் ஓன் மைண்ட். இட்ஸ் லைக் அ டீப் சைக்கலாஜிக்கல் மாஸ்டர் கிளாஸ்.
டாக்கிங் டு ஹிஸ் ஓன் மைண்ட், வாட் இஸ் ஹீ டெல்லிங் இட்? மைண்ட், பிளீஸ் காம் டவுன்.
Even deeper, he says, Purivai manane, O mind, understand this clearly. He tells the mind to arivai adiyodum agandayayai, which means to cut down the ego from its very roots.
Cutting down the ego is easier said than done, Vedant. What kind of saw or axe do you need for that?
He gives us the weapon, Purayam arival. Purai means patience or even the earth. He is talking about a wisdom that is as patient and enduring as Mother Earth. Use that patient wisdom to dismantle your ego.
Patience as a weapon, that's brilliant. But if the ego is gone, what takes its place?
That's where the promotion comes in. He talks about the Lord who threw his powerful spear, Vikrama Vel, to split the mountain. He says aim for the status, Padam, of being part of Muruga's Parivaram, his group of humble devotees.
I get it. Instead of trying to be the boss of our own little world, we should strive to be a simple servant in Muruga's world. That's the ultimate ego killer.
Exactly. Muruga's spear splitting a physical mountain is one thing, but splitting the mountain of ego inside our hearts is the real miracle. Takeaway 1. Root out the ego. Ego is like a weed. If you just trim the top, it grows back. Use patient wisdom to dig it out from the roots. 2. Shift the identity. When we say, I am the doer, ego grows. When we say, I am a part of his circle of devotees, the ego naturally dissolves into humility.
Got it, Vedant. Next time my ego tries to act up, I'll just pull out my patience sword and chop it down.
That's the spirit. Use that wisdom to stay grounded. See you tomorrow for verse 39.